Hello, this is Luis.
Hi, Luis. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I was just following up because we're still having trouble processing a couple of your payments, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
Yes. So I talked to somebody and I told that person to not process those payments.
Oh, okay. When was that? Do you know?
I've gotten several phone calls. I believe it was Tuesday, if I'm not mistaken, or Monday. It was this week.
Okay. And then you didn't want to process the payments because why?
Okay. As I told her, and I'll re-explain it to you, it seems like that was not put down.
Yes.
I told her that now work had gone downhill and that I needed, at least by the end of the month, to be able to process that payment. And she said she was going to make a note of it so that I wouldn't get bombarded with emails. But of course, I don't think that happened.
No, there was no note on the account. So.
Sure.
Yeah, let me make a note then. So when you're saying the end of the month, let me just look at the calendar. What day
either
are you
way, it doesn't matter. Let's do this. Let's terminate the account because this is a complaint that I've had since probably back in November when I was given 2 months at no charge. I'm not getting any interactions. I'm not getting any of the keywords that we put in. Do not populate my profile. The only thing that you guys have helped me do was give me a link, make it easier to give me a Google review. So from that perspective, I've seen no results. The Google guarantee, I was told that, I believe it's a separate department from you, but that people would be vetted, that somebody would talk to them prior to me talking to them. Now, I ran a test with myself, and I just went on a separate device, pull up my name, hit the button, this phone went off, and it said Google guarantee. So really anybody that goes in there and hits that button, I'm going to get charged for. And so I would like for some of them to be reviewed because I've had some people calling us for employment. Either way, I want that and this to be terminated. I can pay with a personal card right now just so that I don't have a balance.
Okay.
But I don't see a benefit in paying for something that I'm not going to get results, especially on the guarantee title when I feel like I was lied to.
So, if you wanted to, we can cancel the Google guaranteed part of the program and keep the other part open. And the only reason I suggest that is that in the time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 140 times, and you've had 19 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So there's two invoices that are past due. One is for the Google guaranteed leads and one is for the 149 monthly program. So if you don't continue with the Google guaranteed, I could ask Perry if we could zero that other invoice out and then you would just pay the 149. If that's not possible, then it's 306.33 due today. But I don't, you know, want you to have to pay for that extra invoice if that's something that you don't have to. You know what I mean? So.
Well, and this is something that this is a same conversation that I've had with, I forgot who started me out. Guy seemed like he was very energetic, probably just to make a sale. But I told him from the very beginning that I had already created a Google profile that I just needed then to monitor and sort of take over and do whatnot. Well, they suggested a new profile would be the best thing. Now, I got an email from Google, and I can send this over to you, that is violation of their terms. Okay? If it's a Google-certified company, I felt like, and that made me kind of upset when they called me from California on some odd number, is that I am not allowed to have two business profiles on Google, and that's exactly what happened.
I don't see that in the notes. I see that on September 19th, 2023, you added us as a manager to the page that you already have. And then it said from that date, we were optimizing it on the 29th, Google optimization complete. And then on January 3rd of this year, there was a note from April about a duplicate removal. So it could be that there was another company involved maybe that created a duplicate Google listing and then our company caught it. But I don't see that we created a duplicate for you.
No, so this was back in May or whenever I first opened this up. This is way before, a few months ago. And again, I didn't know any of this stuff until Google started sending me messages and calling me. That's whenever I realized, or I guess I was informed of their terms.
So Google doesn't call customers for a duplicate. So if anybody called you and they said they were Google, chances are that was a scam call. Maybe it was another company that was trying to scare you and, you know, try to get your business. But Google wouldn't call you for a duplicate. They might send you a notification. But whatever it was, it's been corrected because I don't see a duplicate, and I don't see that Local Splash has ever created one. I see that there was a note in there to do the duplicate removal as of January 3rd. So, you know, at least as of January 3rd.
That's when I started getting the calls. That's when I've been dealing with, like I said, Google directly with them. And so I think what made the process easier for them was that you guys made my profile inactive.
Okay.
Quite quickly.
So that's
why you're probably not seeing a duplicate.
Well, now, we don't go in and make a profile inactive. What we do, if, you know, let's say an account goes into suspension, everything stays active. It's just that there isn't any active programming being done while it's on suspension. So it's not like someone would hit a button and deactivate everything. But even
let me look at my emails. I'll read them to you saying that my profile
is
inactive.
I'm going to send the technicians a message right now and ask the Google verification department and just double check if
the email specifically says this email is a friendly reminder that your Local Splash account is past due and will be suspended.
Yes. So that's what I was saying, Lewis. When an account's in suspension, everything stays active. They just don't do any active programming on it. So that's the confusion. You probably thought, oh, it's suspended, so they, like, deleted everything. That's never the case. We keep everything active. We just don't do programming.
The link also does not work.
What link?
Let me go back in here, and I can send that to you as well.
I'm asking them, did we create a duplicate listing or did we find one and try to remove it? Client thinks we created a duplicate one. So I'm asking the technicians and I'll see when they get back to me. And then while I wait on their response, you're going to send me a link, you said?
Yeah, I'm trying to find it, but I can't do anything on Local Splash.
Was it your login to your dashboard by chance?
Nope.
Or? No? Okay.
Actually, let me see. I think I've got it on my phone. Hold on.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been, I don't even see it anymore. It's just pulling up my new one.
Okay, no problem. Take your time. Oh, so the technician wrote me back. It seems there was a different duplicate, so not one that we created, but it got merged into the one with the reviews, and the link takes us to the correct one now. But we didn't create it, though. So he confirmed that we didn't create the duplicate. Sometimes those Mickey Mouse companies will do that because let's say they start working with a company that already has a Google Business Profile. Absolutely, you can't create a new one because that's duplicate and it hurts the rankings. But some of the Mickey Mouse companies don't know that and they'll create one. So that wasn't created by us. It looks like we just caught it.
Google, let me get on my Gmail and I'll give you a date on when my original verification account was made, which was way prior to this. Let me see.
Thank you for taking the time to explain this all too, because we'll get it all sorted out for sure. If you want to, you know, pay the past due and cancel, we can. But the good news is that the Google listing is fine now, and there is no longer a duplicate out there. So if there was one in the past, that's been corrected. And then on your dashboard, it shows the leads through the Google guarantees that you were charged for and the ones that you weren't. So if you called and made a test or something like that, it should say not charged right under that lead. So that shouldn't you'd have been charged. So they don't call the leads first like you thought, but they do monitor it. And if they hear that it's someone looking for a job or something like that, then obviously they don't charge you for that.
Yeah, see, I was told completely wrong. I was told that they were going to be vetted before they called. You know, it's going to be 100% guaranteed. You know, but anybody can go in there and hit that button. But yeah, Logo Splash, I can't do anything on the website. It's got me completely locked out.
Oh, that's because, again, just because the issue of the payment not going through, once the payment goes through, you'll have full access again to get into the dashboard. Oh, so James just let me know from the verification department that our access to the Google business page that we merged, it had been revoked or something. So if they sent you another one, request access on, let's see. Well, it doesn't say when they sent it. It just says that the request is good until January 14th. So did you get another invite to re-add us as a manager by chance?
When did I start this Local Splash account?
In September, it looks like. On September, let me find the exact date. September 7th.
September, okay. So that's 23. So let me see. So I've got this business profile was created, I'm back to December of 2022. Let me see if I can go back a little bit farther. I know it's been around for a while. It was a nightmare setting it up. I'll reach out to them and get an exact date on that. But like I said, right now I'm at December of 2022, which was prior to this. And again, I told whoever started it that something was already existing and that I was really wanted that to be optimized. Either way, another complaint that I had was that original account that I created, I believe it was November of 22. I'm not sure. I'll double check on that. Was getting probably 2 to 3 times, sometimes 4 times more interactions than this other account. And, you know, I kept on getting the same 4 to 6 week kind of, you know, that's when we see peak performance or whatnot. You know, maybe it's just my industry, but I've seen no results out of this. I mean, I paid a good bit of money, but I've seen no results out of it. I know I had a Google.
So the one that you created in November of 22 is the one that we had been optimizing, though, because it says that in September of 23, when you signed up with us, that you added us as a manager to that page. So
no,
we
that
had
was not
nothing.
September. No, that was this.
Well, it says September 19th, Google Business Page client added us as manager. And then it says on September 29th, Google Optimization complete, Google Business Page. So there's some notes in here on it. So it could be that, you know, when we merged the listings, they sent you another invite this month to re-add us, right? But that's the one that you had initially is the one that we had been optimizing. We didn't have anything to do with the other one. According to James, I just, you know, got the message from that department that, you know, we didn't create it. We just had them merged. And then he's sending me a screenshot of the full manager access we had before, but client may have changed it. So it says,
yeah, so there was a, you guys at one point we were doing the Facebook, and I think that's what the September thing was. But then whoever was doing that was doing absolutely nothing but posting things, and I was just getting charged, like the same thing over and over again. So that was also a waste. Let me see.
Yeah, the Facebook, it looks like you had it for a few months, and then you took it off. So right now we don't do the Facebook ads anymore, but if you had added us to like a Facebook page, they would put a note in their client added us to the Facebook, but this actually says Google Business Page client added us as manager. So, oh, it does say client added us as Facebook admin. That was on 9/11. So,
yeah.
But that was, you know, something that you discontinued. So we don't do the Facebook ads anymore.
I know for sure this recent this giving you access to a new account was pretty recent.
That's what he sent me a screenshot of, the one that he gave access to, which was on January 4th. So let me ask him.
That's what I thought. It was
I'm going to put
recent.
What about the Google Business Page we were added to on 9? Let me go back and look. Did it say 9/7 or what date did it say? Google Business Page. Oh, 9/19. Okay, I'm going to take a screenshot of this and send it to him and see what he says. 9/19. There it is. Unless you had access to both of them, maybe you had access to the initial one that's optimized now and the other one that you saw as a duplicate, and maybe when you added us back in September, it was to the duplicate. I don't know, but I'm waiting to...
No, it was definitely not.
It wasn't? Okay. Yeah, I'm waiting to hear back from what he says.
That was this year, and again, I called and I complained about the same thing. Is I'm able to see the interactions, and the original one, like I said, the original one that I created was getting just an astronomical more clicks on it. That's probably what you're looking at right now. I'm trying to get the exact date. Like I said, I had a FaceTime somebody, or I guess get on a Zoom meeting, and I had to show them around the building and outside. And
yep, the live video verification from Google, right?
So
yeah, I know what
you see on that.
When did you do that live video verification?
I believe that was in 22 or 21, but I'm looking back at my emails. I'm trying to get the exact date. So this is October 22, so I'm still pushing back more.
I know. I'm trying to find that, too, because Oh, okay. So he confirmed it. He said, based on the staff notes from September 7th, the existing Google Business page link, which is the one that now has 9 Google reviews, is the one that we were initially added to. So,
whenever I talked to Google, they told me that it would be an easy process because they said your listing was no longer active. So that's why we kept the original one.
But there wasn't a local / listing and the original one through us. There was only the original one through us. There, whatever that other listing was, it looks like we found it and we contacted Google and we had it removed, but we didn't ever create that. That's something that maybe another company did. Maybe one of those companies that called you that said they were Google, maybe they did it, but it wasn't created by Local Splash because I just confirmed that with the technicians. It says the only one that we ever had access to is the same one that's showing now with the 9 Google reviews.
No, those reviews were transferred over because I requested that when they told me that I was no longer active. So let's see.
Well, it says the existing Google Business page link is the one currently now with 9 reviews. So he's just trying to point that out to me so I make a distinction that it's not the one that was removed. It's the one that's showing now. So whether those reviews had to be ported over or not, he's telling me that that's the same Google page.
So, yeah, well, they had to get, I requested those to be over, and then I got, like, 2 or 3 more, which just bumped it up to 9, I think. So it looked like that account was created back on July of 22, which is my original profile.
Okay. So, where we go from here, I just want to make sure that I'm clear. You want to cancel everything, or do you want to cancel just the Google Guaranteed leads and then continue with this optimization? If you wanted to continue with this, what I can do is, obviously, there's nothing I can do about the past due payment from January 7th, but since you're going to get that up to speed, I can give you a service credit for the February 7th one, which means you would be paid until March 7th if you wanted to continue with that. But if not, then that's okay. We can just take the past due balance and cancel it right after. But, it's not like we had ever gotten involved with that duplicate that was out there. It looks like we discovered it and we had contacted Google to remove it. But according to the technicians, that was something that wasn't created by us.
Yes, and that's what I'm trying to tell you is that you guys created the second profile. I created one in 22. I started with you guys in 23.
As a manager to, we never created a Google Business profile for you. We were added as a manager to one for Audrey.
No, I had two.
Okay.
Profiles. I had the one that you created, that your engineers created, and then I had the one that I created in 22. The reason why you're not seeing two now is because when I talked to Google, they told me that your account was no longer active, that it was inactive. And so what they did was they got rid of your account and they moved all the reviews from that account to the account that I had done that virtual verification with.
Mm-hmm. So the only discrepancy there is that we didn't ever create a Google profile for you. It says Google client added us as manager, so we wouldn't.
Yes, that was the issue.
We wouldn't create one and then have you add us as manager, because when we create it, we're already added as a manager on it, right? So the only time we get added as a manager is when somebody goes in manually to their listing that they have, which, you know, in your case was probably the one that you created in 2022, and you added Local Splash as a manager. So somehow or another, that's been requested again, and that request is good until the 14th. but that's the one that we originally had access to. There is a email from us on September 7th, important, please add us to your Google Business profile. And then let's see if there's an email that shows that we were added. So account keywords, great news. Oh, another email went out on the 12th. Please, September 12th, please add us to your Google Business profile. On the 18th, please add us to your Google. Oh, okay. And then you added us on the 19th. And then Audrey Holmes, your Google Business profile is verified, and they sent you a link to it.
Yes, but I'm trying to find. I mean, I'm not sure how much you're seeing in there, but if they
it's
record
so
calls and
right?
if they take and if they take notes, I called and I told them that the link that they gave me, which was one profile, and the one that I had created were separate. That at that point, that's whenever I gave them access to the one that took priority over theirs. The profile that you guys created is, from what it looks like, completely disappeared. I had two profiles, and I believe I've got, I'm not sure if I've got pictures of them, but at one point I had two profiles. And it wasn't until, like I said, a week ago that I gave you guys access to the one that was originally created back in 2022.
Well, someone added us to it in September of 2023. I don't know if it was you or if someone else had access to it, but there's a note in here that we were added to it in September.
I can't find it. What email was that sent to?
It was sent to... Louis Andre or Luis Andre at andreholmes.com.
Okay. And you said it was on September?
You can go back if you save those emails to September. Let's see here. I'm looking for the exact date. September 18th. Was important, please add us to your Google Business profile, and we sent you the instructions. And then you did it the next day, and then on September 21st, it says, Andre Holmes, your Google Business profile is verified. And then on September 24th, we sent you an email, learn how to get more reviews, and we put a link to the Google Business page that we verified and optimized in there, which is the one that you added us as a manager.
Can you hold for one second,
yeah.
please?
Yeah, I'll wait. Okay, hi.
9-8. Okay. Sorry, I'm trying to multitask. Okay, so yes, so that's I think that's the confusion. I think what the issue is that profile is completely gone, and that I guess there's no trail behind it, but either way. I don't see the optimization. Like, I don't see any results. I don't see any calls. I don't. I mean, 98% of our business is through referrals. And you know, I was kind of hoping this would boost it a little bit, but if anything, I've spent money.
So, would you feel more comfortable to just settle that past due payment then, and then just cancel, or?
I mean, either way, I mean, it doesn't matter. I would like for the calls to be reviewed.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I'll pay whatever, you know, it's regardless of what the condition is. I mean, even if I only pay for a month and get another one for free, it's still not getting me any results.
So.
I want results.
Yes. One thing that we could do for you if you wanted to, typically it's an upsell for our existing clients, but for you, obviously, I would put it in there for free if you wanted to try it, is we could put a tracking number on there where we would purchase a brand new 864 area code number, and when people call it, it would forward over to your phone number. And the purpose of that is, number one, for you to be able to, you know, track better the actual return that you're getting on this, but also it does eliminate some of the spam calls. So, you know, a lot of the spam calls are computer generated, so we would put a press one, press two greeting on there. You know, thank you for calling Andrea Holmes, and if you're a new customer, press one. If you're an existing customer, press two. Both options would ring over to your phone. But if it's a computer-generated spam call, those would fall off. And when you're connected, it's an actual person on the other end. So that's something that, you know, because I agree. If I take 1 month, give you a service credit for next month, have you paid in full till March, that's not really going to convince you that this is doing anything for your business without you being able to track it better. You know what I mean? So I think if we put the tracking number on there, you could go back in through the dashboard. You could even listen to the calls for quality assurance and make sure that they are client calls, you know, and that you're coming up for the keywords that you're wanting to.
Well, besides the extension that we're adding, all that, from my understanding and from what I used to be able to see on Local Splash, all that was already being monitored. Like I said, the only thing right now is when somebody hits that number on Google and I pick up, the first thing I hear is Google Guarantee.
So,
and I get charged.
So you're talking about the Google Guaranteed, though, tracking, but there isn't a call tracking number on your account. So for the 149 portion of the program, for instance, which is optimizing that Google business page, with that, you really wouldn't know if it was a repeat customer or if it was a new customer or what it was if you aren't asking and if you can't go back in and listen to those. You know what I mean? Because all you know from the tracking that Google gives you is that you had a click to your site or you had a click to call you from the first page, right? It doesn't really let you go in and listen to the call. So that's the difference, is if you wanted to put the call tracking number on there, then you'd have the access where you could go in and you could review the calls. And for the 149 portion of the program, it doesn't charge you extra, so it's not like it's a pay-per-click or a pay-per-lead like the Google Guaranteed is, right? But it's always helpful to know, you know, exactly what types of calls you're getting and if you're getting the most bang for your buck and if they're converting into clients for you, you know what I mean? So it just gives you a little bit more hands-on edge as to, you know, the results that you're getting. If you wanted to, you know, try the call tracking number, I would highly recommend it. And then, you know, that would be separate, obviously, of the Google Guaranteed. It's a different program. They could put the call tracking number on the Google Guaranteed also, but they still will do the monitoring of it behind the scenes.
I just don't, to be completely transparent with you, I do not see a benefit in it.
Mm-hmm. So that's why I was saying I could also collect the past due balance and just cancel it now, because what happens, Luis, is in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, because you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 7th, that continues to reoccur until this settles. And I don't want that to happen to you either, especially if you're, you know, just kind of wanting to get rid of it and you're thinking that it doesn't work, you know, kind of cut our ties and, you know, remain friends, hopefully, you know, but I can, you know, do that one final payment and then get it canceled. You'll have a confirmation within 15 minutes that it's been canceled, and that way you don't have to worry about any further charges.
Okay, I mean, I understand the legal terms. Mm-hmm. Thanks for the disguise through it. Appreciate that. But,
of course.
So I have sent the lady that was reviewing the calls.
Is
to
it
review
Bonnie?
My calls. Let me get her name. Just sent the email. All I see on here is this is going to local supply support, and then it's got Google Guaranteed Campaign Customization. That's
oh,
the
got
subject.
It.
And
so that probably goes into a queue with Google Guaranteed. So let me see here. Ivan, I'm going to send that department a message. Client would like his Google Guaranteed calls reviewed and to have credits applied. Applied for bogus leads. And then I'll put example, a person calling for work and himself testing it. Okay. So I'll tag Bonnie and Perry in that just to see if someone can get on that. And then I can wait for them to kind of do the review and get back to you if you like. Either way, yes, I wasn't going to charge you for the Google Guaranteed leads anyway. If you wanted to just cancel, I was going to just charge you for the $149 and cancel. And here's why, is once you pay the past due amount for the Google Guaranteed leads, it would reinstate the leads. And I don't think you want to reinstate the leads, right? So that's, you know, part of why I was going to just charge the $149 and then tell them to kind of halt that program. But if you think that it's worth your while to keep it active and keep it going, then absolutely have them put, you know, do some call reviews. And if there's any applicable credits, they can add that to what's due on the past due invoice for that section is for $157.33, it looks like. And then the other payment that was due on the 7th was just the $149 monthly charge.
No, that's fine. And again, the main reason is because the only reason why I went with them is because they sold me on the fact that whoever called me was going to be vetted. Somebody was going to speak to them, make sure they were, you know, okay with, you know, kind of get an explanation on the job, and then I was going to get that phone call. Now, whether I got the job or not, that's completely different. Right? But anybody can go on there. You can go on there and click that number. When I pick up, it says Google Guaranteed, and it gets recorded.
Uh-huh.
So it's just, so whether I have them or not, it doesn't matter.
Let me look here. Okay. Yeah, it looks like John signed you up for the Google Guaranteed in the beginning. And thank you for relaying that, because he must need some more training, because the reason it's called Google Guaranteed is that once you pass that background check that you had to go through, the Google will guarantee your work up to $2,000 per client. So if the client, you know, calls you through that section and they end up hiring you, and then 6 months later they're disgruntled and they want their money back, Google would actually refund them up to $2,000 if it's a valid claim. So that's why it's called Google Guaranteed, not that somebody calls them first and then kind of funnels them through you, because that would make us kind of like a middleman. You know what I mean? So usually the Google Guaranteed leads go straight to the client, and then we monitor it kind of after the fact, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Like, so he knew that I was coming from Home Advisor, so I guess he must have just knew how that worked. So that's okay.
Yeah, because usually people that have Home Advisor, they don't like that. They don't want to have, like, that person or that company in the middle. They like to actually take the calls directly. So that's strange that he would, unless he misunderstood something, because, you know, it is a newer program. Google Guaranteed hasn't been around forever. You know, our company has been in existence for 19 years. The Google Guaranteed is only a couple years old. You know, it's a newer program. So maybe it's just because it's newer, there's something he misunderstood. I hope it wasn't intentional, you know. So.
Okay. So I've got three cards for you.
Okay, go ahead. I'll take it when you're ready.
Okay. So it's 5474.
Okay.
1518.
Uh-huh.
9473.
Okay.
5361.
5361. Okay, expiration.
Okay. It is 524.
524. And then the code?
It's 489.
489. Okay. So I'll just collect that 149 portion of it, and then I can, you're saying there's no need for them to review it. You just kind of want to be done with it now, right?
Yeah, yeah. If I'm not going to get charged with it, they can, yeah, again, I wish I could say, you know, and I told them, and I'll tell you, and I'll tell anybody else every single time, is I would pay 10 times the price if I could get good leads. I promise you I will.
Absolutely.
But unfortunately, that's, you know, I hadn't really been able to find that with any system, so I think I'm just going to stick to personal referrals. Seems to be the best option for me.
Okay. I'm so sad that, you know, this didn't work out for you, because I honestly see this change the lives of business owners that we're working with, you know. So I'll cancel it now, so you won't have to worry about further charges, unless you wanted to, you know, consider taking the service credit for February and having it paid in full till March, and then we could do some special things as far as doing weekly posts and things like that on the Google page, just to kind of beef up the exposure and get you better results. But, you know, I don't know if you want to consider that or not.
I don't understand why that hasn't been done already, because, again, when I found out that there were two profiles, I told them that the original profile was getting an insane amount more views, and when I typed in Andre Holmes, the original profile came up, and the only way that I could find the profile, the second profile that was made, was through that link that was given to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I'm able to track the interactions, the calls, the clicks, and everything, and I didn't understand why everything was so upside down. And it was really because you could only find that second profile if you clicked on that link.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm following
what you're saying. I really do, because the link that we sent you for the reviews goes straight to the Google Business page that's active now. but the one that was the duplicate one, it used to link to that, I'm thinking. And that's why to you, you're like, oh, for some reason it disappeared because it's, because it's not going there, but it's probably just because Google had us, you know, merge the two listings and then actually, delete the duplicate one. So I probably, you wouldn't find it even if you went through all your emails because it's probably no longer in existence. You know what I mean? But, okay. I'll, you know, I respect everything that you told me, Lewis. So I'll cancel it now. I'm so sorry that it didn't work out for you again. I really apologize for that. But if you ever wanted to look into anything in the future, just feel free to give us a call. And on a good note, at least your Google business page is all straightened out now. It doesn't look like there's a duplicate out there or anything like that that you have to worry about. So you could just continue with that page as normal and you don't have to worry about anybody, you know, trying to dabble into it or making a second one.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. And again, yeah, it's like not your fault. I'm not blaming you. I just, it's just irritating because I've put in a lot of money to advertisement, and there's just actually no results. So, and again, in my experience, I'm sure somebody else has had a great experience with it.
Yeah. Well, you know, as a last chance, you know, effort, you don't want to try it with the tracking number on there, do you, for a couple months and just see how it goes?
I just don't know that. Okay, so here's the deal that I have with tracking numbers, or guaranteed now that I see it, is whether I have that or I don't, somebody could still find me, click on that number, and give me a call. Now, when I get that call, there's no guarantee that I'm going to get the work. But at the end of the day, if I'm paying for your services, that's one fee. When they call me, that's another fee, whether I get the job or not. Or if I just exclude all those fees and just let them find the number directly, if I get the job, great. If I don't, then I don't have to pay for something that I don't get. So that's,
well,
that's where I'm at with the number.
I was planning on discontinuing the Google Guaranteed and just talking about optimizing that local listing that's now all merged and, you know, you don't have to worry about a duplicate. So that in and of itself isn't going to bring client calls, right, unless it gets exposure. So, you know, that's where, you know, the notes in the account optimization complete and things like that, that's where we're tracking it. You know, 140 times being found on the first page, 19 Google actions, clicks to your site, clicks to call you. All of that is inclusive with the 149 package. So just so that when you see calls coming in, that doesn't mean that it's a job, right? It doesn't mean that somebody hired you just because they clicked to call you or they clicked to their site. So that's why sometimes people like the tracking numbers on there so that you could go in and kind of listen to the calls that are coming through the campaign and make sure that they are client calls.
Yeah, that's fine. Like, so I really do appreciate it. But I think at least that's the state that I'm at right now. I'm not very satisfied. Maybe in the future I'll reconsider it, but as of right now I'm not. I'm very disappointed. I'll say that. Very disappointed.
Okay. Well, thank you for being so kind about it. I really appreciate it. I'm happy that we got this straightened up. You know, I at least got it canceled for you now, so you won't have to worry about anything in the future. And, you know, best of luck to you and your business. And, you know, if you do decide to reconsider it down the road, just feel free to call me, okay?
Okay. That'll work out. Well, thank you, okay?
All right. You're welcome, Luis. I enjoyed talking to you. Have a great rest of your week.
Of course. Yes, well. Bye.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.